This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're a woman and you're thinking of having a baby, then you need to start taking folate before you get pregnant. That's the main message of Northcote Spina Bifida Awareness Week. Spina Bifida can be largely prevented through taking folate at least 1 month before conception and during early pregnancy. Carly O'Reilly is a 28-year-old mum who lives with spina bifida. She manages to live a relatively normal life, but I guess her normal life requires a little bit more effort than it does for many people. Good morning, Carly. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi.
Can you just explain what is spina bifida and how do you get it?
Okay, so spina bifida occurs during pregnancy where the spinal cord doesn't complete properly in the early weeks of pregnancy. You can get it if the mother is lacking in folate, so you need to keep your folate levels up during pregnancy.
How does your spina bifida affect you, Carly?
I walk with a stick. I have some bladder and bowel issues. I'm catheterised. I have memory issues, memory loss.
Is your disability obvious? I mean, do people react to it? If you were just, met somebody at a party or something, would they kind of say, hey, do they notice it?
I think they can notice it with my walking. I'm a little bit different in walking than the average person. I walk with the stick. If you came up and spoke to me, you couldn't tell if I was just standing there.
Yeah, sure. And how's that been for you in your life? I mean, have you had to sort of overcome any shyness, or have you found it quite easy to socialise and have a normal life?
Yeah, I think during schooling there was obviously the obvious teasing and people sort of asking lots of questions, and that's carried on through to my adult life too. I go through every day somebody asks me what's wrong with my legs and I need to explain to them what spina bifida is. And things like trying to find a boyfriend or even making friends was difficult with having a disability.
You're married now, aren't you? How did you meet your husband?
Yes, I've been married since 2006. I met my husband through a Catholic youth group called Antioch.
And was he accepting of your disability from the start, or did it take a while to get used to it?
He knew that I had a disability before we started going out. Obviously getting used to my disability as in what is spina bifida and how I needed help was something that he needed to learn. But he's been a great boyfriend and husband and father and helped me in any way that I needed to.
I mean, most women have to house train their husbands. You obviously just had to teach your husband a few different things, like how to help you shower or something.
Yeah. I mean, I've had, needing help with housework or with caring for Hamish. Yes, yeah.
Did you grow up with the expectation that you would be able to marry and have children?
That's always been a dream of mine, is to get married and have children. And I've always aimed for that to happen. And like I said earlier, it's always challenging to meet boys and to have a relationship with a man, but it's happened.
Yeah.
Here I am now with my husband and my little baby. So.
Were you worried at all about passing spina bifida on to your son?
Yeah, it was something that had crossed my mind, and we had discussed that and we decided to go ahead. We got lots of information from doctors and we saw a genetic counsellor and got all the information we possibly could before we decided to try to fall pregnant.
And Hamish is healthy and well?
Yes, yeah. I took folate during pregnancy, which I took 10 times more than the average person, which is what a person with spina bifida needs to take.
And that's also true for people who've had a pregnancy with a neural tube defect,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes.
If you've had some sort of abnormality in a previous pregnancy, then they do up the folate level, don't they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So what about the actual pregnancy? I mean, pregnancy is hard on any woman's body. Did it have a toll on you? Were you in pain or discomfort?
The first 6 months of the pregnancy was fine. It was just a normal pregnancy. I enjoyed people coming up and talking about the pregnancy and getting their little gifts and things. And then as the pregnancy progressed, about the 6 month mark, I started having problems with toileting, with balance, and with walking. I ended up using a wheelchair right at the end of the pregnancy.
And what about once Bub came along? I mean, all the sort of lifting and that kind of thing, has that been fine?
The early stages of mainly in the middle of the night, I had Daniel bring Hamish into me to feed him because my legs take a little bit of time to work during the evening.
I think every mother should have their husband get up and bring the baby into them anyway. I mean, seriously. My husband did that a lot.
I had a cot designed and crafted by my dad, and a bath table and change table was designed by my husband to help me care for Hamish.
So how are they different to a normal change table?
They're at waist height, so, and they're wide enough for me to push a chair into to sit down and complete the tasks.
Well, it sounds like obviously for you, you've managed to have a good life in spite of your disability. But is that the normal case for people with spina bifida, or that they can, you know, work, have, get married, have kids and do all those things?
I think anyone, doesn't matter what their circumstances are, has the potential to lead a normal life, and you just need to work at it and be yourself and get out there and make the most of it.
Thank you, Carly, for talking to me this morning.
No worries.
That's Carly O'Reilly. She's an ambassador for Northcott Disability Services and for Northcott Spina Bifida Awareness Week.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.